Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are bringing you the issue for the week of September 19th, 2011. The current issue continues where last week's issue covering the ICIS Top 100 chemical companies left off. In this issue, we feature the ICIS Top 100 analysis. And it looks like the regional leaders are taking the spotlight, driven by strong recovery in mature and emerging markets. 2010 was an excellent year all around the globe, and that strong performance has continued this year. For our detailed analysis, we feature reports covering North America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East and Africa. Pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Because we also have an interview with an executive from Germany-based chemical company LANXESS. It seems LANXESS, the world's largest butyl rubber producer, is in the final stages of negotiations for supply of bioisobutanol from the U.S.-based renewable chemicals firm Gevo. The deal, if completed, will be a vital component for LANXESS to produce the first biobutyl rubber in commercial quantities. The deal is expected to be a 10-year exclusive supply agreement with Gevo and will help LANXESS meet a goal of reducing the carbon footprint of its butyl rubber business by 25% by 2025 based on 2002 levels. Then ICIS Chemical Business looks at how weak demand continues to hurt global margins for acrylonitrile butadiene styrene, or ABS. Since the late spring, weak demand has been negatively impacting the ABS market, with prices rolling over when they were not falling. ABS is used in office equipment, consumer electronics, automotive applications, construction, and toys, where it is the primary ingredient of the Danish snap-together toy Lego. September ABS prices in Europe are expected to fall, but buyers and sellers were divided over potential amounts. In several cases, it seems as if producers will reverse their position and allow prices to decline. We wanted a rollover but couldn't get it. Feedstock costs are down and business was slow in August and still sluggish in September, one European manufacturer said. Demand, he said, is getting worse if anything. There is a worrying lack of order intake, a buyer noted. Then we examine how one company looks to start production of cellulosic ethanol in the U.S. by 2012. INEOS Bio, the bioenergy arm of Swiss-headquartered chemicals company INEOS, expects its joint venture project INEOS New Planet Bioenergy to be the first to commercially produce and market cellulosic ethanol in the U.S. next year. The facility, expected to start up in the second quarter of 2012, will produce 8 million gallons a year of cellulosic ethanol and 6 megawatts a year of renewable power using 1,500 metric tons a year of biomass feedstock, such as local yard, vegetative, and household wastes. The facility will use INEOS Bio's feedstock-flexible bioenergy technology that uses a combination of gasification and fermentation technology. All this and so much more can be found in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, the premier guide to all the latest news and information to the ins and outs of the global petrochemical industry. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.